All right, I think we're good to go ahead and get started. I appreciate everybody calling in for this. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P22-017 regarding John Lee and Data Arrow LLC. The time is now, it's 1:05 in the afternoon on March 4th, 2022. My name is Daniel Carthel. I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We'll go ahead and start with board staff. I'm Daniel Carthel, an investigator assigned to this case.
Orlene Laura, board staff.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you. And board counsel is Ms. Ray.
Yes, I'm present.
Thank you. And then EAC members?
Mike Pondren, Arizona Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir.
Doug Schneider, EAC member, Arizona Registered Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Jason Eby. I'm a public member on the committee.
Thank you, sir. And then we have a ledger, Mr. Roberts?
Yep, Brian Roberts, Land Surveyor.
Thank you, sir. And witness, Ms. Hagen?
Yes, with Frontier Development.
Thank you. And our respondent, Mr. Lee?
Present, Mr. Lee.
Thank you. I believe that's everybody. Lost my place where I was. Okay, just a few quick reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, phones must be turned off or placed on silent, which I need to do real quick. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so that the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not a final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on September 22nd of 2021 related to an alleged non-registrant practice of land surveying at parcel 205-13-433B in Yavapai County, Arizona on or about April 21st of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish and the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues provided in this case based upon material provided. At this time, I will ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name, and then if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're comfortable serving on this committee without conflicts. Starting with Mr. Fondren.
Yes, I'm comfortable.
Thank you. Mr. Schneider?
Yes, I'm comfortable and do not have any conflicts.
Thank you. And Mr. Eby?
Yes.
Thank you. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, then respondent, and any witnesses. Any party here, well, nobody's in person. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is your time for the interview. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. So if I get a motion to enter executive session.
Yeah, this is Doug Schneider. I'll make a motion to enter into executive session.
Thank you, sir. Can I get a second?
Mike Fondren, second.
Thank you. And a vote, starting with Mr. Fondren.
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
And Mr. Eby?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so we'll go ahead and move into executive session. So, Mr. Roberts, your interview is going to be first, so you can stay on the line.
Okay.
Mr. Lee and Ms. Hagen, if you wouldn't mind disconnecting. But we need to double-check your phone numbers real quick so that we can call you back when it's your turn. So, Mr. Lee, what I have for you is 928-910-3614. Is that a good number to get a hold of yet?
That is correct.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and call that number when it's your turn for an interview. And then Mrs.
So
Hagen?
Yeah, disconnect now?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Hagen, I've got 928-910-1575. Is that a good number?
That is correct.
Thank you. I will give you a call on that number when it's your turn for an interview.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll be by my phone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
So that's got to be him. Is he called in as well?
Oh, too? Because he's just...
Mr. Schneider, is your phone number ending in 02? You're on mute.
I'm sorry. It is. I called in addition to coming online because I was having some trouble with my audio.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Perfect.
All right. And in this recording...